For most of us, getting work done around the house is just a chore. But for commentator Kevin Kling, it's an excuse for a story.
The other day I was working with my neighbor Ben. He's about 10 years old and we were breaking the glass out of an old storm door. I would hold the door frame over the garage can, and then Ben took a ball-peen hammer and broke the glass into the can. All of a sudden he looks up and he says, "Are there jobs like this?" I said, "Oh yeah, there's all kinds of jobs like this." I remember in my early 20s I used to work at the Chinese noodle factory, a job I got through a temp agency where I stuffed chow mein noodles into bags. I loved the Chinese noodle factory, and they liked me too. They called me college boy because I could read. And after work I would race the band of daylight that stretched between the noodle factory and the uptown bar. I'd push against the heavy steel door with the "Sorry We're Open" sign and entered the dark room. It takes some time for my eyes to adjust, but when they do, I see the familiar faces of people staring into their drinks. The level of concentration is incredible, like ice fishermen waiting for something to bite. Then I go find my buddy Larry. I only know him from the uptown bar. Ever since I've known Larry, he's been missing the bow from his Ray-Ban sunglasses and some teeth. We watch the news together. One time we're watching and this old guy comes on from International Falls. He says, "Yeah, 50 years ago I moved up here for arthritis and this year I finally got it." Larry's always in the uptown bar. Summer, winter, fall. I saw him outside the bar once and it was horrible. It was like the sun was trying to kill him. I wanted to rush over and throw my coat over him and breathe smoke on him till I could get him back into the bar. But one Saturday, I walked into the uptown bar. Now, I'd never been to the bar on a Saturday afternoon, but when I entered, Larry was nowhere in sight. I asked the bartender where he was, and he says he's never here on Saturday afternoon. I asked where he was, and the bartender didn't know, but he'd be back around 5. So I waited. And sure enough, Larry came in around 5 o'clock. I asked, "Larry, where you been?" He says, "I was sitting with the cows, like I do every Saturday." I say, "Larry, why are you sitting with the cows?" He said, "To ask their forgiveness." I said, "Larry, why do you need forgiveness from cows?" And he told me this as best I can remember. He says, "Whatever horror stories you've heard about working in a meat processing plant, they're true. The conditions are deplorable. 4 floors dedicated to the transformation of animal to meat. What arrives on hoof leaves in plastic. But what's impossible to describe is the odor, the rich, thick odor. Now, it's not a bad smell, but it's so thick that at first it makes you sick, not from the smell, but from the thickness. But after a time, you get to craving that smell. You can't wait to get to the plant and breathe that air. It feeds you, and all other air becomes insufficient. I worked at that plant for 5 years. But you have to be very careful," he said. "A person can get used to almost anything. One day I quit and started visiting the cows on Saturdays and asking their forgiveness. I asked, 'Well, Larry, what do the cows do?' He said they mostly lay around, but you'd be surprised how forgiving they can be. He says, 'We need nature to sustain and forgive.'" And he smiled. Then we ordered some beers and the news came on.
Kevin Kling is an actor and playwright in Minnesota.